Well, as we're all practicing social distancing and self-isolation, many people are turning to Netflix to fill the extra time they're spending indoors. And people are logging on to Netflix in such huge numbers that the web television giant announced that it's reducing the quality of its streaming video to ensure the service isn't overloaded and remains available to all. Well, we're going to jump back now to the dawn of video, because here at the History Show, we were made aware recently of a fascinating piece of television and video history. It involves an Irishman named Dennis Daniel Redmond, whose experimental work in the 19th century is of huge significance in the field of television engineering. In fact, his contribution was so significant that he's due to be honoured later this year by the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences. He'd be the first person to be inducted into that body's Television Engineering Pioneers list. Colm Flynn is in New York City, and he has the story.
Hi, Colm.
Mark,
welcome.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
Good.
I'm in Mark Shubin's apartment in New York City. He's wearing shorts, a tie-dye-like t-shirt. He has big square glasses and a beard. And this guy loves technology and engineering and history and lots of things.
Mark, how would you describe yourself? An engineer, a historian, a TV nut, a geek? You're smiling now.
All of the above. But primarily an engineer. And in my opinion, an engineer must be a historian. An engineer is always trying to figure out how to solve problems and therefore needs to know what people tried before. And learning what people tried before means looking into the past.
This is Upper West Side of Manhattan.
It is, right near Central Park.
Nice. Do you have a view of Central Park?
Only if we stick our head out the window.
Yeah, let's not do that. You've got a few cats?
Yeah, we've got two cats, Mo and Ms. G.
Now, I can't help but notice, Mark, on top of the bookshelf over there, are they three Emmys?
Those are three Emmy Awards. The first was for the technical design of the Live from Lincoln Center series. The second was for the first international transmission of television with stereo sound.
And you were involved in that?
I was the engineer in charge.
Engineer in charge. And this was the first time transatlantic they transmitted stereo sound.
Yes, that was the first transatlantic transmission of stereo sound.
For years, Mark has been an audiovisual engineer.
A bit of everything. I do radio, television, audio, lighting.
And his love of electronics started at a young age.
It's interesting. In high school, my yearbook says that I was going to be involved in electronics.
Today, Mark is the head engineer working on the live cinema broadcasts for the New York Metropolitan Opera.
One of my main clients is the Metropolitan Opera. I'm the engineer in charge of the Metropolitan Opera Live in HD, which goes to cinemas around the world.
But as he said, he's also a historian.
I've been doing television historical research roughly since 1972.
And that's why I'm here, to talk to Mark about a man called
Dennis D. Redmond. Who was Dennis Redmond and why was he important?
It's very easy. He's the first person in the world, as best we know, to have achieved a video image.
That's huge, isn't it?
I think it's extremely huge.
Dennis D. Redmond was one of the pioneers of television. He was the first person to ever create a video image on a screen. And he was from Dublin.
He lived at 126 Sanford Road in the, Ranelagh?
Ranelagh.
Ranelagh. He lived in a building that was called Belmont Lodge, and now it's at the Belmont Service Station.
Dennis was an ophthalmologist and an oral surgeon who had studied in Dublin, London, Paris, and Vienna. He was also an inventor, or in those days, he would have been called an electrician.
Today we think the electrician is the guy who comes and changes your light fixture. But in those days, an electrician was roughly synonymous with electronic engineer, and he would do experiments. And he was patenting things. Often they were things related to his work as a surgeon. So he came up with a microphone system, considering he was an oral surgeon, that was significant. But sometimes nothing to do with what he did as a surgeon. He patented a new form of roller skate.
But out of all his inventions and achievements, the most significant one was being able to transmit the first ever video image in 1879.
It's hard for us to imagine what this video image would have looked like because we are so used to high-definition TVs, 4K televisions now, crisp images. But this image was not of a face, it was not of a building. What was the first ever image achieved?
What Redmond did was he had a camera that used selenium, which was a substance that changed its resistivity depending on the amount of light that was falling on it. And he had a display that used glowing platinum wires. So they would glow depending on whether the resistance of the selenium had changed. And he says that he could transmit effectively crude images of luminous objects. So my suspicion is the first image was of a candle.
The image would have been very simple, a slight, white, blurry blob on a black background. And Mark reckons the resolution would probably have been something like 9 pixels. Now, when you compare that to today, a 4K TV has around 8.2 million pixels.
3 picture elements by 3 picture elements, something like that. He'd probably want to have more than one picture element because otherwise you couldn't tell if the luminous object was moving at all. But 3 by 3, you could tell if something was entering the picture, leaving the picture, going up, going down, something like that.
So if he had his camera right up close to the candle and the candle was flickering a bit, the first image would have been just that movement of light on the other surface that he had set up.
Right. What he had achieved would never be possible to become television because in the system where he achieved an image, he had to have a direct connection between each picture element in the camera and the corresponding picture element in the display. So if you had something as simple as 100 picture elements across by 100 lines down, that would be 10,000 connections between the camera and the display. So he knew that wasn't going to work.
But he had the foresight to know that it was going to take what we then knew to be scanning, which was in every tube television.
Yes, that's correct. He said in his letter that he wanted to apply the principle of the copying telegraph, which was scanning to television. It's not just tube television, even chip televisions today, they all use scanning.
And Mark, with such a groundbreaking discovery, should Dennis Redmond not be credited with inventing television?
Well, that's a very tough term to assign. It depends on what you consider television and what you consider invention. The first person to achieve a video image, absolutely, Dennis Daniel Redmond. I've not come across anyone before that. The first person to have the idea is conceivably someone in Australia. The first person to achieve a recognizable image of a human face, that was a Scot working in London at the time. The first person to inspire all of the television research was Charles William Siemens, who was working in London, but one of the Siemens brothers of Germany. So there was work going on all over the world. In addition to the first image, he came up with the first frame rate for television, which was 10 frames per second.
Did he realize at the time how big a discovery it was?
I think he had some sense of it because not only did he send this one letter to English Mechanic and World of Science, in which he describes all the technology, but 2 years later, he wrote another letter to the Times. And in that one, he says he relinquishes the patent rights because he wants this to be available to the public. So he thought there was something big going on there.
And that's pretty extraordinary too, isn't it? Because he was a humble man. He could have kept this patent and this invention and he could have made a fortune from it.
Certainly he was absolutely a modest man. That's how he was described in his obituaries. And they said he wrote very little.
Where are you from, Atlanta, Fulton County?
Yeah, but one objective.
Mark is passionate when talking about Dennis Redmond and his invention. And as an engineer working here in New York, he thinks about these early pioneers of television when he's doing his TV job.
You know, I try to put myself in their shoes and what it must have been like to be in the 1870s and to envision something like television. It's just, you know, it's extraordinary. It's unbelievable. Now, here's the person who made this extraordinary achievement, the first video image ever anywhere in the world, and we know virtually nothing about him or his life or what he did or anything. We know he died a bachelor. He probably spent all of his time inventing rather than going out with people.
That original camera he used, or the screen, is it anywhere today in the world that we know of?
Not that we know of. A friend of mine was in Dublin recently, and so I gave him the address, and he took pictures at the service station, and he saw that they had a CCTV system, and so he took a picture of the sign saying, "You're on CCTV," but that seems to be the only connection between Redmond and today.
I know that service station in Ranelagh as well. I've passed it many times, and it's incredible to think that the first ever video image transmitted happened on that spot,
yeah.
And the closest resemblance to it there now is a CCTV camera.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It's incredible.
Well, hey, Mark, it was great talking to you, and thanks for bringing the memory of Dennis Redmond alive.
My pleasure.
Colin Flynn was reporting there from New York. He was talking to Mark Shubin about the Irish television pioneer Dennis Daniel Redmond, who's credited with achieving the first video image. And by the way, Colin will be presenting a special edition of Nationwide on RTE1 on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. It will look at the Irish community in New York City and how they are adapting to the new reality of a coronavirus world.